morning, everybody. This is Janetta at They Did Not Get the Memo. Now, I've seen in the last few months an increase in violence in terms of we have mass shootings every month. But you know what's really upsetting me is that people feel like it's okay to attack the homeless or people down on their luck and or down on their luck. You know, when I see hardship in front of me, I think it could be me. What can I do to help? That could be me. You know, all of us that are still human beings still have humanity within our behavior. Think things like that when they extend an olive branch or a helping hand to somebody. Well, we all know that no good deed goes unpunished. I've been on that side too. But when a person is down on the ground and ain't nowhere else to look but up, why would someone want to make that worse by hitting them with a car or spraying them with a water hose? Lord have mercy. Some people out there in the street just want to get through the day without being chased off. Just a comfort spot they can call theirs. Be it in a doorway, sitting up next to a pole and on a busy street. They just want to get through the day without being harmed or doing any harm. Just get back on their feet. That's all that a person, I mean, you wonder when and where is my place. That's what I wondered when I was homeless. I wonder what my place going to look like. I wonder where it's going to be. Because when you're at that point, you don't have any control over where you end up, where your feet land. But I'm saying all this to say, no, it is not cool to attack a person that has nothing else but themselves and the Spirit of God, if they know about God. It upsets me. Upsets me. On the other hand, let's change the subject to the bicyclers being attacked in the Bay Area. It's not funny, but I drive, and I ride bike too, but I haven't ridden a bike lately. It's just so crazy. I wouldn't ride a bike, not unless it was on a bike path, not in the city. A lot of people in my city use bikes like people use cars. And for some reason, they get in their heads that they're entitled to the whole street. They'll get in the middle of busy traffic and pedal instead of sharing the road. A tragedy happened not too long ago in Oakland. This lady was a baker and she lost her life. I don't know what she was trying to do, stop the thieves. It's such a sad ending. She was a nice lady. She did a lot of charity work. You see what I'm saying? No good deed goes unpunished. She should have just let them have it and start all over again. She'd be alive today. She had bad head injuries. They drug her. And her head hit the ground, I guess, 3 times or something. Anyway, that's on the other hand. Now, I got a few things to say about bicycles. Yeah, that's good for the environment. But, you know, I often wonder, what are people thinking in their heads when they get themselves and their little children in the middle of traffic on a suicide mission? I think they're trying to teach them to stand their ground. But see, you have to pick your battles. A bike will never ever win a war against a car. So these people here that are challenging people in cars, like, you wait until I pedal up here. I don't know what's happening, but somebody's retaliating. I think there'll be a little, the bicycle riders will be more mannerable now. Like, they're supposed to stop at stop signs, just like vehicles, but they don't. I've seen people come within inches of their life, just coming across an intersection, an intersection where the stop sign is not in their favor. And, I guess you call it played chicken and won. Anyway, those of you people that are attacking bicyclers, cut it out, okay? It could be you. It could be your daughter, your son, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your uncle, your aunt. It could be any of your family members. Cut it out. Because one thing I know about God, if I know nothing else, if you don't have understanding, he will give it to you. Okay? That's for you bicyclers out there. And people who are attacking bicyclers. Okay? So, I guess that's all I got to say for today. And I'll play you some music. Like I said, music don't have anything to do with anything. I'm not an expert on these subjects I'll be speaking on. I direct you to go to the experts to verify anything I'm saying, because I get some of this off the news, and by the time I give it to you, I've done a lot of work in the house, and part of the facts are fading. But for the most part, the basis of my stories are true. If they're not, then we need to contact the news company and find out what kind of game they're playing if these stories aren't true. Anyway, you guys. I'm having problems with issues in my unit right now. That's why I keep stopping and going. But anyway, listen, I'm playing some music. Like I said, these are just my opinions. Opinions are like butts. Everybody's got them. Everybody's having these conversations. I'm not the only person. And they're being held at the dinner table, the breakfast table, not necessarily in that order, but it depends on your schedule. And the water cooler, the desk, on the stand on the street corner waiting on the lights. You know, people put in their 2 cents of agreeance. So when I tell you these things, they're important to me, and I think everybody else should also pay attention to these episodes that's going on, and try to be a part of the solution, not part of the problem. So let me play you some music, okay? Okay.
It's Nappy Hour.
Hey, yo, street. Country boys is back. It's 6 o'clock. It's time to have a good day.
I got up this morning and I said I'm gonna do something for the United Streets of America. So I got Nappy Roots in here. I got Big Al 360 in here. This is Greg Street Certified. And today, yeah, you're gonna see another street boy playing piano.
Have a good day.
Wrong, no, hell no. It's still my ringtone, free car wash. Had to clean up the Dodge. Give back when I can, just playing my part. Church folks had a fish fry, mustard, hot salt, light bread, french fries. Love for the big guy, hit the park, blowing, showing off their house. Nappy Roots on the radio, and you know it, Bob. Last night they hit the big three, bought some Air Force Ones, whole tall tees, man, I'm loving big team. So ain't speaking too soon, but it's a hell of a day. And the sticky got me sitting in a hell of a place. Got my stunner shades on and a grin on my face. My new grill looks mean, but I swear I'm straight. And the hood showing love, so I'm A-OK.
Children say, take the day off, hit the park and just hang. Barbecue, roll a few and put up the deuces. And if it's beef, put the piece down, throw up your dukes. It's time to change our ways so we can save the day for the children's sake and make a better place to play. If it's all good, we got your coupe and grip your wood. And if you're riding dirty, like just flip and blow you. But do it real big, exactly like a player should. Enjoy your 24, do your thing and rip your hood. The world is all yours, but still we all grind forever in a day. The choice you make is really all fine.
That's an awesome song. Awesome song. Awesome lyrics. Said we're going to have a good day because everybody's going to ride today. Because ain't nobody going to die today. Save that drama for another day. Ooh, bring tears to my eyes because the video is full with children. The hope. You know, our future. And they have to worry about dying every day. What? Anyway, listen to this song, okay? Try to get something from it. Have a good day. Have a barbecue. Go to the park. Just enjoy being alive today. Anyway, listen, you guys, I love you and ain't nothing you can do about it. I got to go to the salt mine and earn my living. But in the meantime, in between time, I hope that you enjoy this. And it's from the Black Eyed Peas. And it's called Greg Street, FT. Nappy Roots. And it's called Good Day. The group is called Nappy Roots, and it's a good day. Peace. Listen, you guys, enough with the clowning. I want you to stay safe. And if you stay safe, your family members, your loved ones, and friends will stay safe as well. All right. Have a good day.